Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Chagiga Perigimel Mishnah Ches. Our Mishnah will continue to explain how the process of cleaning the Azara, of being Mataya the Azara went. Now don't think for one moment that the Azara itself required Tahar. We just mean to say that they toveled the Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash in the past Yom Tov. And our Mishnah is going to explain which Kalim they toveled. Frek the Mishnah Ketzad, how did this work, that Mavirim al Taharas Azara, that they removed all the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash in order to be Metayer the Azara? In other words, which Kalim did they toivel? And also, what did they use until they were Metayer the Kalim? And for the Mishnah, Matvilin, they toiveled Esa Kalim, all the Kalim Shoyu B'Mikdash that was in the Beis HaMikdash, because maybe Nam Oretz touched it during Yom Tov. And again, even though during Yom Tov it was Becheskas Tahara, but after Yom Tov it goes back to Tumah, we say, now we consider it as if someone touched it from before. Zok the Mishnah weiter. The Omer Lehem, we say to the Ami Yoratzim during Yom Tov, please, Hizaharu, be careful, Shalai Sigu B'Shulchan, L'stamu and be Metameit. Because we can't toivel the Shulchan in order to remove it from its place. Now really, it's only Kehanim that could go into the Hechel. So these were Kehanim Amioratzim. We would say to them, please don't touch the Shulchan. We won't be able to do anything about it afterwards. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim shayu b'migdash, in regard to all the kelim that was in the base of Migdash, yesh lam shniim u'shlishim. We would have a spear and a spear of a spear. A second and a third. She'im nitmu ha-shayinim, if the first ones became tamei. So even if you tovel it, you have to wait for the sun to set. And what do we do in the middle? So you view shniim tachtein, we bring in the spear. And if those second ones get tamei, so we had a third set. Vaitra zok the Mishnah, kol ha-kelim shayu b'migdash, all the kelim that were in the base of Migdash, te'unin tefillah, require tefillah, and you also have to wait for the sun to set. Chutz me'mizbeach hazav. With the exception of the mizbeach hazav that is in the Hechel, as well as mizbeach ha-nechoshes that was in the chatzar of the Azar. These two do not require tefillah. Why? B'nei she'en kekarka, because they're like karka. They're like the earth. Devi Rabbi Eliezer. Now the din is any keli that is mechuber to the earth is not mekabel tumah. Even if a tumadik person touched it, it doesn't become tumah. Even though you can move them from one place to the other, it wasn't mamish bolted into the ground. But the Torah refers to it as karka. The mizbeach hanachoshes is referred to as adama. And by the mizbeach hazav it says hamenoyer v'hamizbeachos. So we compare the mizbeach is one to the other. And if one is called Adama, the other one is called Adama. Now, we don't mention the Shulchan over here, that it doesn't require tefillah, because we already said they didn't touch it. We're talking about Kalim that they did touch, and they still don't require tefillah. The Chachamim say, they argue on the reason that Rabbi Eliezer says that the mizbeach didn't become tamei. The Chachamim say, you know why they didn't have to be in the metayer, the mizbeachos? Not because they're mechubal lekarka, but rather, mivnei shehen mitzupen. The mizbeches were covered with either gold or copper. The inside was with gold, the outside with copper. So what is? Why then don't they become tamei? There's something called a kli eitz ha'asu l'nachas. In other words, it's made to stay in one place. Any keli that's made to stay in one place, you're not supposed to move it around, is not mekabel tumah. That's the real reason the Chachamim say the Mizbech doesn't become Tamei. Wait a second, so that's a totally different reason. You're saying because it's made to stay in one place. So why are you telling me that it's covered with gold or it's covered with Nechashas? What does that have to do with it? So Pshat of the Mishnah is as follows. The Chachamim are saying, what? What do you mean, Rabbi Eliezer? The reason the Mizbech doesn't become Tamei is why? Because it's Mechubal Akarka? Oh, maybe you think that because it's covered with metal, therefore it's mekabel tumah, although it's made to stay in one place. Because this din that we said, that if you don't move a keli, it's not mekabel tumah, is only wooden kelim that are made to stay in one place. So it's like the Chacham are trying to explain, maybe this is what you mean, Rabbi Eliezer. But the Chachamim say, these aren't metal kelim. Yes, they're covered with gold, but they're just covered with gold. That doesn't make them metal kelim. If you have a wooden keli that's covered with metal, it's still a wooden keli. And once it's a wooden keli, so automatically it doesn't become tummy because it's not made to move. So you don't need the reason that it's connected to the ground. That's what the Chachamim mean to say. So again, Rabbi Eliezer says, because it was connected to the ground, it's mechubal karka. The Chachamim say, no, it's a wooden keli, it's not made to move. You don't have to say it's connected to the ground. But maybe it's not wood, it's metal? No, it's only covered with metal. It's still considered wood. That's how we learn pshat in the Mishnah. At least that's how many of the Mefarshim learn. So really, there's a certain niggun we have to use over here. The Chachamim say, no, not because it's mechubal karka. It's a wooden keli, you're not moving. It's metal. But it's only covered with gold. Like you're saying in a lashon of a bitmiya. Now some taka learn that we don't learn the Mishnah that way. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. How we metire the Azara. They titled all the kalim. They did warn, however, the Kehanim, please don't touch the Shulchan because we're not allowed to move it from its place. You won't be able to title it. All the kalim, they were in the Beis HaMikdash. They had a second pair and even a third pair. So the first ones became Tameh. Until they were ready, we were able to use the other ones instead. All the kalim in the Beis HaMikdash required tefillah, with the exception of the Mizbeach HaZav and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Rabbi Eliezer says because it's Mechubal Karka. The Chachamim say a totally different reason. Because it's a kli eitz ha'asi l'nachas, that means it's a wooden keli that's not made to move, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. It's not wood, it's metal, because there's gold or copper on the outside, that's only a covering. We still say, this is something that's not makabel tuma. It's not considered a metal keli. You know, the Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga on this Mishnah tells us, Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, Pasha Yisrael ein arshel gehenim sheletes behen. It's a kal v'chomer from the Mizbeach HaZav. Madach, the Mizbeach HaZav, had only the thickness of a dinar zav, of this coin. And the fire burned for many years, and it never penetrated through. Pasha Yisrael, shemaleim mitzvahs karimayim. Like it says, kefelach harimay rakasech. Atiki rakasech el rakanesh habacha. Even those that don't know much, but they try to do mitzvahs. Can you imagine how these mitzvahs protect us? Hadron Allah, Masechtas Chagiga, and we be Zaycha to fulfill all the Mishnayos in Seder Mayed, including the Tahara of the Azara.